But then she says, you've got two little fillings that have cracks in them. And I'm like, really? How do they get cracks in them? She goes, my old age. And I'm like, oh, really? I'm just getting old enough that these fillings are so old that they're cracking. And she said, yep, there's really nothing you can do about it except have them replaced. So that reminded me instantly of Big Fatty and how he was saying he was getting old and having to have fillings replaced. So I now have to do the same thing. I'm not nearly as old as Big Fatty. But there are two tiny little fillings I had probably 20 years ago. I don't even know how long ago. But they have two tiny little cracks in them, and she said, we have to replace them. So I said, well, what does that involve? And she said, well, they'll just, you know, drill out the old one and put in a new one and take out any, if there's any decay underneath the filling or anything. So I have to go back to the dentist in like 3 weeks and have these two little fillings taken care of. But it just really made me feel old when she said that the fillings are cracking because of age. I'm like, oh man, I really am getting old.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm not nearly as old as Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 249 of the BFO for Monday, the 19th of January, 2009. And y'all, it is a special day, it is a holiday, and Big Fatty is gonna do a drunky cast for you from the Big Fatty coma chamber. Oh Lord, y'all, I'm not quite sure why I'm doing this, but I am. And hi everyone, it's MLK Day, and Big Fatty has been overserved intentionally and self-overserved. You'll have to excuse me, I'm a little phlegmy. But that's okay, because I'm Big Fatty and I can be God, this is going to be such a fucking train wreck. Y'all, I am officially issuing a challenge to every fucking gay podcaster to do an overserved cast. Excuse me. Because that's what Big Fatty is doing today. Y'all, I have already had one very, very strong Tanqueray and tonic, and I didn't even have any lime, so that kind of sucked. But I'm having a second one right now, and I'd like to, I've had about half of it. Can you hear that? And by the way, I'm podcasting from the sleep chamber today, because I decided that I needed to be, did I say the sleep chamber? I meant the coma chamber. I decided that it needed to be very special from where I podcasted from, as well as being overserved. But y'all, I've consumed about half of the second very strong Tanqueray and tonic, and I'm going to be sipping on it as we go along during the cast. So I'm going to imitate that fucking sea hag going, one moment please. Here, I'm going to one moment please. It's my poison china water. Except it's not fucking poison china water. It's fucking Tanqueray and tonic. No lime. Although Big Fatty would prefer to have two limes, as you all know that. And y'all, if this comes out to be a real shitstorm of a podcast, so be it. But I'm telling you up front, it is a drunky cast. And seriously, I challenge every fucking podcaster out there to do a drunky cast, because I want to hear how much of a train wreck yours are as compared to Big Fatty's. One moment, please. I'm going to have some more Tanqueray and tonic. And I'll be sipping on that throughout the show. So, y'all, it's very difficult not only to speak, but to do all the things necessary to get a podcast recorded and posted when you have been overserved, whether it be self-overserving or regular overserving. Speaking of overserving, y'all, I got a text message from Miss West I don't remember when it was. It was either Friday or Saturday night that said ruin, or it said womp womp, overserved. Y'all, I'm sorry. Overserved is never a womp womp. I'm sorry, Miss West. It's not a womp womp. It's a good thing. And y'all just... you just have to enjoy a good over-serving every now and then, is all I got to say. Now, y'all, Big Fatty, y'all love Big Fatty. It's all I got to say. You all fucking love... wait a minute. Let me just stop this right now. Oh, I've had to readjust the micro-hoist here. Because, you know, I am podcasting from the coma chamber. And did I mention I'm a little phlegmy? But, y'all... I have gotten so many e-letters from people sending me shit, and y'all, I love every one of you. I really do. And y'all, I'm so embarrassed. I called Lori Dean Guru Nudie before, and it's not. Guru Nudie and Lori Dean are not the same person, and I apologize. But anyway, y'all... I am issuing a challenge to all the fucking lurkers that never send Big Fatty any love. You just out there sucking on Big Fatty's nipples. And, Big Fatty. Oh, we love Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Y'all, lurkers, bitches, I am issuing you a challenge to enter the Big Fatty number one fan contest. You know what? Big Fatty is pissed. And you know, English John language, that means that you're drunk. One moment, please. I'm going to have a little more Tangerine tonic. Okay. Right here. Can you hear that? I'm sure you can. I had a little more Tangerine tonic now, so I'm okay. But I want the lurkers to send Big Fatty an entry into the number one fan contest. Y'all, it's the same people sending entries. And I love the same people sending the entries. That, don't get me wrong. Those people are the number one fans, you know, because they're always communicating with Big Fatty. That doesn't mean, though, that the lurkers aren't number one fans, but... seriously, I would like to hear from some new people every now and then also. And this is a perfect opportunity for you to just... all you have to do, you don't have to call. You don't have to reveal yourself. Did I mention podcasting from the sleep chamber today? No, not the sleep chamber. Coma chamber? Well, I am. I'm a little phlegmy also. But y'all, lurkers... this is your chance. Please do this. Y'all, Big Fatty don't know how many people listen to this shit, but, you know, it's a couple of hundred or more. I don't really know because, you know, the patron saint hasn't helped me figure out how to figure that out. But, y'all, there are people out there all over the fucking world that listen to Big Fatty and, you know... by the way, y'all, Big Fatty has gotten some new reviews over at the iTunes. I can't figure out how to open it up right now because, did I mention I've been overserved? Self-overserved. And all I've had to eat today is a few potato chips. And that makes it even more overserved. But, what was I going to say? But, y'all, Big Fatty puts himself out there for you. And all you have to do is send me an e-letter. It's ruined at Big Fatty Online. For God's sakes, don't forget the online.com. There's no www required. Okay? Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com. Send me a little e-letter, 25 words or less, why you are the number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, come February the 1st, I'm going to reach in the colostomy bag and pull out an entry. And that person's going to win a prize package from the BFO, from Big Fatty. And you're going to love it. And it's even if you've won items before or you've been to a Big Fatty meet and greet and you've gotten something before, y'all, these are all new items. All new items. special items, collector's items. They'll be on eBay in a week after Big Fatty sends it to you. I know, but and they'll claim top dollar. Excuse me. By the way, y'all, I asked that fucking sea hag out there in the Woodland Hills, California. I said, "Sea hag, you and I need to do a drunkie cast together." Ow! I can't. I am on a very strict diet now, and there's no alcohol allowed. I am the sea hag. I cannot fucking make one fucking exception for Big Fatty, even though I love me some Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm going to tell you what, and I'm saying this because I am overserved. Self-overserved, but knowing what the fuck he's saying. Y'all, the sea hag and Big Fatty have been cut from the same mold, except the sea hag is much more talented than Big Fatty. Big Fatty just babbles. One moment, please. I'm going to have a little more time to rant on it. I'm going to have that right now. Did I mention that I'm in the coma chamber? And y'all, have you ever listened to the BFO, Why You've Been Overserved? Well, if you haven't, you need to. Okay, y'all, I am going to attempt to read some of the latest submissions to the number one fan contest. Remember, it's not a matter of what you write, it's a matter that you write, okay? 25 words or less, okay? Now, I am going to make one exception for one person, but that's because I've been overserved, self-overserved. And anyway, I'm going to stop this now and try to play the music and then come back and talk about these submissions. Now, y'all, I think the last one I read was from Freddie, and he was talking about having my nuts in his mouth. So I'm going to assume that was it. The next one was from Terminally Single Tim, and he says, "Here's my official entry. I was the first BFO winner, entered early, have heard every show, and think the show is a ruined train wreck, Tim." Okay, Tim, well, you are definitely in the colostomy bag now. And now I'm going to go to... Oh, Mr. Vader has sent in a selection. I've got 25 words for you. Okay. Well, y'all, should I enter that or not? Well, we'll throw that fucking fat ass... Y'all, by the way, he even says he's a fat ass now. So, anyway. Kim Beaver! The one and only lovely Kim Beaver... has sent in a submission. Y'all, I really want Kim Beaver to call BFO. Because, you know, Big Fatty loves a phone call from Kim Beaver. But anyway, Kim Beaver says, "I am your biggest fan because you are mine." Aww! That sounds like a little conversation heart or something, y'all. So, thank you, Kim. You'll go into the colostomy bag. The next one is from the Super Bee. Y'all, he can be ugly sometimes, and I think this is a clear example of it. Because, you know, the Super Bee, he is very opinionated. That's why he has those stingers over there at the QCast Connection. By the way, they have a whole new fucking format over there. They always have a guest on or something like that. But he says, "I don't give a shit who is Big Fatty's biggest fan because he sucks and he is awfully fat. The Super Bee." And you know, y'all, that really is true. Y'all, Big Fatty knows he sucks, but y'all, some of the fucking lurkers, please send in, make this a random act of kindness and send in a submission for the number one fan contest, because Big Fatty would like to hear from you. One moment, please. Excuse me, it's time for the more of the Tangeray type. Y'all, do you like the Tangeray? Thank God it's not the Tangeray 10, because Big Fatty would be really fucked up. I've about 7/8 of the way finished with drink number 2. So, you know, don't hold it against Big Fatty. Just enjoy and enjoy the giggle fest of Big Fatty having overserved himself and still been able to get out the podcast. God, I hope it comes out okay. And y'all, if it doesn't come out okay, please understand why. Because, you know, sometimes Big Fatty just has to do Drunky Cast. And y'all, did I mention that I issued a challenge to other podcasters to do a Drunky Cast? Y'all, before the time gets away, let me do this.
Hello?
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 Hello? Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello?
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 Bonjour?
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo!
Hello!
Hello?
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 Yo, yo.
Hello?
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 Big Fatty! What's going on? Beautiful day in paradise. Oh, I cussed. Now you're going to have to make the explicit mark on the podcast. Anyway, you should probably be explicit anyway. Anyway, that's it. Stay tuned. I got the new microphone with the little headset thing, the earbuds with the built-in microphone from Apple. Oh, I got to put the gate code in thing here now. I'm almost home. Hey, you didn't hear that. Anyway, have fun. And you're crazy. You're crazy. And stay tuned for Rebel Fag. That's going to be the new podcast, I think. Rename it. Anyway, ruined. Ruined. Maybe I'll go get in the hot tub. God, that might be nice. So, anyway. It sucks living in paradise, I know. Talk to you later. Bye.
Y'all, somehow it seems very, very appropriate to have Drunky Bill call in. And evidently he's going to be starting his podcast again, and he's going to call it Rebel Fag. So, anyway. Y'all, Big Fatty got another Drunky call. I'm going to play it now.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Melinda. I'm in a bar in Arcata. And I've been asking all night, where do the fucking gays hang out? Because this place sucks. Full of a bunch of straight, boring, irritating, annoying men that are so full of themselves. And none of them want to say where the gay bar is. You know, they all know where it is, but they're not going to tell you because, I don't know, they're straight guys. They're irritating. And I'm missing you, and I'm thinking about you in this straight, kind of straight, annoying town. And, yeah. Where are the gays in Arcata, if anybody knows? Please tell me, because I'm going there. Bye.
Oh, my God, y'all. Big Fatty loves Miss Melinda. And, y'all, if you ever want to be overserved, Miss Melinda is the person to be overserved with, because she is fabulous! Oh my God, y'all, we met Miss Melinda at the San Francisco meet and greet. Big Fatty may be trying to plan another trip out to the Californias, but, you know, I'm not sure that's gonna happen because, y'all, Big Fatty is old, but remember,
I'm not nearly as old as Big Fatty.
Right.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! Yeah. has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.